With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Ten Commandments are heading to Louisiana schools.
Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. The GOP-drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by the start of 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, parts of Texas are getting pounded with rain from Tropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. In New Mexico, authorities say wildfires have killed at least two people and damaged more than 1,400 structures. And more high temperatures are in store today from the southwest to the northeast as the heat wave continues. Russia hit Ukrainian energy facilities overnight, injuring three workers and damaging equipment.
It was, said Ukraine's largest private energy company, another difficult night. DTEC said one of its power plants had been seriously damaged, adding that it was the seventh large-scale Russian attack on its infrastructure in the last 3 months. It's called for Ukraine's air defences to be strengthened urgently, saying that almost all the units it repaired last year had now again been damaged or destroyed. More Ukrainian citizens face rolling blackouts. Meanwhile, the European Union has agreed a 14th package of sanctions against Russia that's expected to be signed off on Monday.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. The Labor Department reports that the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell by 5,000 last week. This is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on gender identity and so-called pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. Judges overturned an earlier decision to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over a procedural error. The New York Constitution currently bans discrimination based on race, color, creed, or religion. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball is paying tribute to the Negro Leagues and the late Willie Mays with a game at Birmingham's Rickwood Field. Correspondent Mike Hempen on tonight's game at the historic park.
Rickwood Field is a time capsule of opportunity and oppression. It has been a site for social gatherings like women's suffrage rallies and other political events, and host to the best baseball talents of the 20th century. And on Thursday, we'll host a game between the Cardinals and Giants. Gerald Watkins, the chair of Friends of Rickwood Field, contacted Major League Baseball about playing a game there.
Willie Mays, among others, was standing in the outfield dreaming about being in the big leagues.
Sports historian Rob Ruck says for black people, Rickwood Field and the Negro Leagues were an introduction to black athletic talent. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details online at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.